WFOD,
which has become legendary, are witnessing the dawning of a new era. Behold.
Who even knows?
500 is a big one, though.
I know.
Let's just have it. Let's just invite everybody on the show. So it'd be like just like a big podcast month episode. So like it'll be just 50 people like talking over each other. instead of four people talking over each other, it'll be like just all of the people we know
fucking, talking over each other. Even better, fucking we go through our Skype list and whoever answers.
We just call Skype.
We'll like call Adam Carolla and John Popper and see who answers the phone.
Like, hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, it's our 500th episode. Do you want to be on it?
It's 8 o'clock. Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks begins right fucking now.
Welcome to WFOD 500. Tinkering, it's not going great. But what are you going to do, right?
That synth intro is my pick of the week, by the way.
You're into it, Travis?
Yeah, I like it.
See, Travis, the thing is, all the music that we're playing this week, we also played last week, but you couldn't hear it because I was tinkering last week, too.
Oh, yeah.
So this week, it'll be all new to you. That's exciting, right?
Yeah, can't wait.
Guys, I wanted to say right off the bat, we're not really doing anything like special like we typically do for our Hundo milestones.
Or 50.
But guys, thank you. Thank you for...
You guys are the best.
For supporting us for as long as you have. Over a decade at this point. Too many people to name, but...
Without you guys, we wouldn't be here. But we'd probably still be here.
phone number to contact the show is 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. Travis, I was tinkering with Facebook Live. I don't think it worked, but I tried.
I did look at the Facebook page, and it said you were live.
Yeah, so guys, yeah, that's what we did for 500 is we tried. And failed, but tried. There you go.
We'll get them next week.
You know what? Next week, with a little bit of forethought drunk, we'll knock this baby out.
I like it.
Drunk's gone next week.
It's okay.
Well, maybe that's what I need, Travis. I need to be not distracted.
Is that it? You just don't need to.
I keep looking over at that beautiful bastard, and it's fucking me up, Travis.
Yeah, amen.
Travis, did you? I have a question, and I'm hoping that either you or the people they can give me the necessary answers that I seek. Are you familiar with these NFTs going around? It's like a Bitcoin, but it's stuff. Like it's pictures. Yeah, like you could buy a Bitcoin picture.
Paying a lot of money for like a JPEG that only you own.
Right.
I saw this on the WrestleMania this weekend and I didn't understand what it was.
It's
you can get an Undertaker NFT or something.
Do you remember, let me break it down. Do you remember when that scumbag Martin Shkreli bought the Wu-Tang album?
Yeah.
And there was only one file. They were offering it to the highest bidder and Martin Shkreli, the pharmaceutical douchebag, picked it up. Well, that's essentially an NFT.
Did the folks ever get that album, Travis? Can you get that album yet?
I don't know if he offered it or not. I don't know if he put it up on Tidal. He had some kind of licensing agreement or something like that.
He's
but
in
I do
jail.
Know that if he did nothing with it at all, except had it for himself, that's an NFT.
Okay, so a computer drew a picture.
Mm-hmm.
A computer It got on AI. A computer is AI. I fucked that up. I'm going to edit this part out. But
yeah.
So the computer, he drew a picture.
Really stupid there.
I sounded like a complete buffoon is what I sounded like, Travis. So the computer drew the picture, sold the picture as an NFT for $700,000. Here's my question, Travis. Who gets the money?
Well, the computer couldn't have done it by itself.
No, the computer did it.
Somebody programmed the computer to create something for sale. The computer's not just like, oh, NFTs are a thing now. I'll try to sell it to somebody.
Did you hear the computer that made the Nirvana song, Travis?
Yeah, but somebody programmed the computer to do. The computer didn't on its own say, I guess I'll make a Nirvana song today.
So the guy who made the computer make the picture, he gets the money?
I would assume so. Or whoever, I mean, if it's a company that owns the computer that programmed the computer to do this, you know, the company would get that money.
So can you buy stock in NFT?
No, I think NFT is stock.
It's a one thing. It's like purchasing one single baseball card.
And you can sell it?
If that baseball card existed only digitally and only one of them existed.
Here we go, Drunk. Now, I'm going to play a little bit of the fake song that the computer made of Nirvana. Okay. Can Nirvana flag me for a copyright violation?
No, the computer made it. It did.
A computer made this, Drunk, so like they can't get me for copyright because it's not a person. A person didn't make that. Nirvana can't sue me. Yeah. He's dead.
Well, I don't love the fact that a computer can not only create a Nirvana song like that sounds exactly like Nirvana, but also the technology exists to do those deep fakes. I don't like any of this.
Oh, like when they put a celebrity on like somebody else's like head and then they suck on a wiener?
Exactly, yeah, like when Robert Downey Jr. and Tom Holland were in Back to the Future. Don't like that.
You don't like it? They don't look very good though, Travis. I've seen plenty of those. They make lots of them with that Ariana Grande.
Yeah, there are some of them that look very legitimate. And between that and computers being able to write music that sound like real people.
Don't you think though? See, now when we talked to John Popper he gave out harmonicas that he used. And I asked him if he was afraid that somebody would take his saliva and frame him for murder.
I do remember.
And what he said was that if he has lots of saliva out there, he could use that to say, well, no, I couldn't do murders. So, like, you think, okay, somebody can frame me for a murder if they put me on a deep fake, but can't you just, like, do murders now and say, no, man, they deep faked me?
I mean, I assume that there's probably experts out there that can dig into a deep fake
and figure out if it's a real fake or a deep reel.
Deep reel.
That's what you'd call it, right? A deep reel?
Or a shallow reel, I think.
Oh, yeah, because you're going complete opposites.
Yeah.
See, this could be a movie, Travis. The shallow reel.
The shallow reel.
There's a fake Amy Winehouse, too, Travis. You want to hear the fake?
I want to hear that.
Amy Winehouse?
Yeah, I love Amy Winehouse. I want to hear it.
The computer made this. This isn't really Amy Winehouse.
This is a computer making Amy Winehouse.
Can they? They can't. Amy Winehouse can't sue me because she's dead.
Right. Well, and also, she didn't make this song.
Yeah, computer did.
Well, you know, I got no idea. I got nothing to say. It's all wrong.
This is great.
I know it is, right? Travis, do you remember when we talked about the monkeys who took the monkey selfies and the guy put out the book about the monkeys?
Uh-huh.
And then PETA sued him because he didn't take the pictures the monkeys did?
I don't remember this. Did PETA sued him because he didn't compensate the monkeys?
No, he isn't the author of the pictures, and so he has no right to put out a book because the monkeys were the one that pressed the button, so they took the pictures, so it's their book.
But couldn't he just compensate them, like, or make a donation to the World Monkey Association?
Didn't do that, Travis. He fought it tooth and nail. Said, fuck you. It is my pictures. I tricked those monkeys.
That's a great question. Gave, we
got that's my camera.
So could Mike pay a computer to make WFOD shows for... Oh, fuck. Wouldn't that be great?
We have
well, that's what I'm thinking. We were talking about John Popper just a second ago. Wouldn't it be in John Popper's best interest to just get one of these top-of-the-line computers and never make music again?
Yeah, just buy a computer, like put all of his saliva in it, and so like he could make clones of himself, Travis, and then the clones could make Blues Traveler shit while he just sits on his ass and eats Taco Bell.
I don't know if I'd go so far as to make the clones, but I would just have the computer create music for me that I would release in album or single song download form.
You do not listen to our show back.
Never.
Would you listen to the show back if Clone Travis was the one making the show?
By Clone Travis, do you mean an actual clone of Travis or you mean the computer?
The computer.
Either. Okay, let's say an actual clone of Travis. You multiplicitied yourself. You made another Travis.
Did you use the original copy for the clone? So yeah, so it's the it's the second clone, not the fourth clone?
Yeah, is the okay, it's the first one.
No. If you got to the fourth clone, then I would listen to it.
Why would that make a difference?
Well, the fourth clone is the funniest in multiplicity, so...
Because he's dumb.
Yeah, he's dumb.
Because it's the clone of the clone.
Like, piece of Steve.
So you'd be entertained by the dumbest Travis.
Yeah, I'd want the dumbest version of myself. I would listen to that.
But in this scenario, Travis, the clone is representing you.
Right, and who cares?
And so people are going to think, oh, Travis is really dumb.
Yeah, he must have got hit in the head real hard.
And then you're just going to listen to it and laugh your ass off.
Yeah, I'll just laugh. Like, look at these people thinking that's
she
dumb,
touched
dumb
my
Travis.
Peppy, Steve.
I would listen to a computer rendition of me too. That would be interesting to me.
That yeah, just plug all of the Travis into the computer.
Yep, see what the response is.
To output... just what you would call in response with me and drunk.
Right. Absolutely. I would listen to that too. Just to see how accurate.
Would the AI Travis have answered the question the same as you? Do you think AI Travis would listen to AI Travis?
That's a good question.
You know,
I mean, that would be the test of how accurate AI Travis would be.
There seems to be this thing going around, Travis, where people think that I'm a computer. They don't think I'm a real boy. I don't know where this rumor got started. It's been going on with our female friends. They've been keeping this thing going on where they think that I'm AI. They don't think I'm real.
Oh, I don't have any female friends, just conquests that I haven't conquered yet.
So... What I did is I took to the Twitter machine to put it out publicly because Drunk is sitting right next to me right now, Travis. Drunk is sitting right next to me. He sees my flesh, my bone.
This beautiful black server I'm sitting next to.
Drunk could reach out and he could touch my face if he wanted to. And I said, Drunk can tell you guys that I'm real. I'm not a computer.
Bunch of lights and wires and buttons.
And he took that opportunity, Travis, to tell them that I'm artificial. I'm a fake person.
No, every week I think Drunk comes over and presses the start button on the server, and this is what happens.
Drunk just comes over and presses the go mic button.
Yep.
There's another button that decides if you're all worked up this week about something, and
I'm the
another
real
one if you got a story about
operation.
Your butthole.
You know,
Mike 3, the brains.
I'm a silly boy, Travis, because until I saw it in the chat. The thing about black server, I thought he meant like a waiter who's African American.
Oh my God.
Like I just figured it out just now what he was talking about. He's probably talking about like a computer box because that's what we were talking about.
You didn't comment on his, if you really, you didn't make a comment when
no.
he called you an
African American. I thought he meant
waiter.
That like I worked at Denny's and I was an African American.
And I didn't
understand what it meant. I had no idea.
Any follow up.
I was like, that was a weird comment. I'm going to edit that out. Like I'm editing it out in my head because I'm like, that doesn't even make sense. Drunk's joke, it bombed. But it probably didn't bomb.
No, they're fucking dying in the chat room.
The folks, they got it. They think it's... They're ba-ha-ha-ha-ing. See, Travis, if you ha-ha-ha, that's just normal. But if you ba-ha-ha, that's something.
Oh, yep. They're dying. They are
and then
dying
if you put a W after the B and make it bwahaha.
Oh, see, now that's the ultimate.
Yeah.
If you get bwahahas before the end of the show drunk, I'd feel like we really did a job.
Yeah, that's a mushroom.
500 bomb. Accomplished for show.
Guys, in this new era of not being able to play copyrighted music, by the way, we can play this because this is.
I like to get on going.
Whose computer is making
trouble?
I really like this.
It's not bad, right?
It is
good.
It is Mike, the computer. That
you know what I'm thinking is, do you think that we'll get to a point where the computers are making better music and making better art than the people? Like, if they can just make Amy Winehouse shit without Amy Winehouse, then I mean, like, Amy Winehouse is probably better than, you know, whatever's going on now. What, that Lana Del Rey, she's just sad all the time.
Oh, yeah. Amy Winehouse is much better than anybody doing anything now. I feel like... If compute, and I'm sure they're at this point too, but if you plug in all of the art that ever existed in the world, which I'm sure we already have, but if we plugged it into these algorithms, yes, I think a computer could potentially usurp us as the true artists of the world.
And rank it by popularity. Say, like, hey guys, so Avatar is by far our greatest contribution to art. So, like, make more avatars.
Right.
Well, they're doing that.
Right. Yeah, but James Cameron's doing it. I'm talking about make the computers do it.
Oh.
There's a Doors song too, Travis. Oh, do you want to hear the computer Doors?
I hate the fucking Doors.
I hate the Doors.
Why do you hate the Doors, Travis? They're good.
I don't like
they put
the
out
Doors.
Like three albums in like 3 years.
Every single one of them bangers.
And then OD didn't. He put out three albums, he's got arrested for pulling his dick out, and then he died.
He's part of the 27 Club.
What I was saying is, guys, we can't play copyrighted music anymore. So if you guys want Travis to kids bop stuff, you got to call the voicemail and sing it, because we could probably play that, but we can't play the music. Well, the Facebook thing didn't work out, Travis. I tried.
Let's try to go live on Twitter.
You want to go live on Twitter?
Yeah, fuck it.
I'll work on that on the break.
What about YouTube?
We'll try that on the break.
Let's go live on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube all at the same time.
Do them all? Oh, yeah. You're right, Travis. Fuck it. Let's go crazy. WFOP!
Looking for the perfect gift for your young ones? Look no further. Dixco presents the Mike Moore doll. This 10-inch here will complement the collection of kids young or old.
I keep it in the box so it retains its value. Hashtag Team Mike.
You can pose him. You can move his mouth. Or you can dress him up in lady clothes. It's your doll. We aren't going to tell you how to use it.
His narcissism is so lifelike.
The Mike Moore doll even includes three classic Mike scenes.
We have a great show tonight, guys. I like feet. Eat lead, Cobra.
Don't miss your opportunity to own a mic of your own. Go to WFODix.com and get one today. Supplies are limited. Act now.
That's right, America's new favorite game show, Will It Flag, where the only way to win is to not lose. And tonight, we have a very special category, karaoke. Can we karaoke songs, or will they flag? Time to find out.
Five, four, three, two, one, zero.
Ignition. I knew you were trouble when you walked in. So shame on me now, flew me to places I've never been. Till you put me down, oh, I knew you were trouble.
Thank you, next. I'm so fucking grateful for my ex. Thank you, next. I'm so fucking spent more time with my friend. I'm on a ride till I can't no more. take my horse to the old town road. Gonna run till I can no more. Got the horses on the bird. Horse tag is tagged. Hat in the matte black. Got the boots that black to match.
Want to know who won Will It Flag? Check to see if we're still on iTunes, and you'll know.
Once again, WFOD, Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks.
Question that I ask people drunk is when they did briefly see me on Facebook, I looked pretty, right?
You are beautiful.
I hope
the fucking vibe, man.
You're into it, Travis?
Yeah.
I guess this is
like
our
I'm
new thing.
Adam Wingard movie.
I don't know what else to do, Travis. So I guess you're gonna have to get used to it.
No, I love it.
Oh, you don't have to get used to it. You're used to it.
I'm sold. I was sold from the intro.
I was trying to find our we haven't logged into our YouTube account in a really long time, Travis. And they sent me a verification email. I can't do all that right now. I'm doing a broadcast, you know.
They want you to prove you're not a robot.
Drunk, did you happen to see that Usher was handing out Usher bucks?
I did not.
You missed that?
I did.
So Usher, you know who Usher is,
Usher,
right? I can't play any of his music to remind you. So you're just going to have to remember.
Right. Him. Did a little ditty with Little John back in the day.
Yeah.
That was him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so Usher, he went to this strip club. And he
you
had
remind me of a girl that I once knew.
Is that an Usher jam, Travis?
Yeah, dude, it's my favorite.
Sounds pretty good.
It's good.
That's an oldie but a goodie.
He do "This Is My Confession." He made the whole album about how he's cheating on broads.
Oh yeah, he loved to cheat on broads back in the day,
and that was very successful with him. Which people should have just been like, "Usher, you're a jerk." But they weren't. They're like, "Oh my God, this stuff's great!" Right?
That's because they thought maybe that he'd cheat with them.
So Usher, he made fake money with his face on him, and he threw it at strippers, and the strippers, they're mad drunk.
Yeah.
Personally, I think it's hilarious because it didn't happen to me. But I imagine if I was a stripper and Usher threw me a bunch of fake Usher bucks, and I thought, "Oh, I'm rich off these Usher bucks," and then like I went back after I shook my ass in Usher's face and realized that I was shaking my ass for fake Monopoly money.
You don't know the conversion rate, though, from Usher bucks to USD. It could be Usher bucks could be worth a lot more.
I don't think Usher bucks are worth the paper it's printed on, Travis. I think it's nonsense.
Usher Raymond.
Unless you can, like, take them to the Usher store and maybe buy Usher merch. Then maybe you could then sell that Usher merch on eBay or something.
Well, who doesn't love Usher merch?
Usher merch?
Usher.
See, you take all your Usher hundreds. It's like a gift card, I guess, right? You take your Usher money. And do you think that he has a counterfeit marker that he can? Because, I mean, I could probably print off some Usher bucks myself.
He authenticates these Usher bucks, most definitely.
You think there's a computer that makes fake Usher songs?
Oh, absolutely.
So,
I mean, we could only hope so.
But yeah, no, so I saw this and I saw a lot of people talking about what a scumbag Usher is. And I thought it was funny as fuck.
Yeah, good on him.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if I guess unless... See, now if it's tipping, if it's for the purpose of tipping the Usher bucks, then okay, that's funny. But I get it, what if he was like paying for actual things?
Oh, if like in that club he was buying drinks?
Yeah, like he was Yeah, that's a felony, right?
That's a problem.
Yeah. So can you tip with fake money? I guess is the next question of the day.
Yeah, it's essentially not giving a tip at all.
Like, would they call the police?
When I worked at a restaurant, I used to get, like, prayer cards as tips all the time.
Right.
Yeah, but the prayer card isn't making itself look like money.
No, some of them did.
Yeah, so yeah, they absolutely.
Oh, like it had the Lord in the face?
Kind of, and on the back of the dollar bill or whatever it was appearing to be was some psalm or something like that.
Oh. Yeah.
Jehovah's like to throw those on the ground too in like festivals. So you see
those those fucking Jehovah's, Travis. Mm-hmm. Those fuckers knock on my door all the time and they hand me pamphlets.
Really?
Those fucking pamphlets are doom and gloom, man. Those Jehovah's never have good news. You'd think that like they'd witness a goddamn rainbow every now and then, but it hasn't happened yet.
Oh, dude, no, there was a rainbow last week. Took up the whole sky, dude.
Fucking doom and gloom. I think I saw the rainbow you were talking about. It was the most vivid, amazing rainbow I'd ever seen. It was amazing.
Yeah.
It was the greatest rainbow ever, Travis.
I saw all of Roy G. Biv. It was fucking beautiful.
Travis, what is the best rainbow you ever saw?
It might be just last year at the super minor league baseball team we have in town. We were sitting in the stands, and it was just doing a little misting off. In the distance, and the sun came out and blazed this. I actually have a picture, I think, on my Instagram where the rainbow went over the entire, like, outfield. Like, I mean, obviously out in the distance, but it was remarkable.
Do you think that we're getting good rainbows now, Travis, because everybody's inside
nature's healing.
We've healed the earth because do you think that Greta Thunberg, you think she was right, Travis?
She still thinks we're all going to die. So, I mean, maybe
we just need to stay in our houses forever. Just
I pretty much do anyway.
Yeah. Just stay inside. There's nothing out there for you.
I feel like we've healed nature enough to where Japan finally feels comfortable dumping all of the Fukushima nuclear meltdown reactor into the ocean. So we're good.
We're good. Liquid's posting a bunch of like the fake prayer dollars in the chat, Travis. It's like half a 20 and then the other half is like a little spiritual message.
That's how they get you, because you know you got the little book that you give them and they put that 20 part outside of the book to where you think you're getting yourself a 20, and then you pull it out and it says,
it's like, hey,
now,
man,
now is that illegal? Because that looks exactly like legal tender.
Yeah, I hate that, Travis. I think that Usher and the church should all go to jail. We got to take Usher too.
I don't know if it's the church per se that's making those. Kind of like, you know, the politicians that don't actually make their own ads, the super PACs or whatever.
We'd have to check that fake $20 bill to see if it said this message was paid for by the Jehovah's.
Right.
fucking Jehovah's. They also, I saw this week that they said that they're running out of ketchup packets. Heinz can't keep up with the demand of ketchup packets. And it's because they give you 300 of them every time you go through the goddamn drive-thru.
Well, I remember back like a couple years ago, there was a big thing about asking how many packets you wanted.
Yeah, they fucking Raising Cane's. Every time I go to Raising Cane's, they say, do you want ketchup? They give you the fry sauce. You don't need ketchup. But people want it anyway, and so they ask. They say, do you want ketchup? And I say, no, I don't want ketchup. And they give me three anyway, even though, why even ask? Just stick it in there. You go door to door, you pick up all these ketchups.
Not a big fan of the cane sauce.
You don't like cane sauce?
Not a fan.
Get the fuck out of my house.
Bye.
Get out.
What's the... consistency, drunk. What is it? What's the base? Is it a white sauce? What is it?
It's one of those, another one of those beige sauces. I mean,
you've had Chick-fil-A sauce, right?
No.
Oh.
The chicken places, they all have their own beige sauce. I think it's just half ketchup, half mayonnaise, and then a couple other things.
But the cane sauce is a lot more salty. I think it's like a seasoned salt that they use for it.
If you just went around. And if this is like a real shortage, if you just went around with a bag like you're trick-or-treating and knock it on doors and just say, hey, can you look in your junk drawer and see if you have any ketchup packets?
Oh, I got
we need them back.
50 in my house.
Yeah, I probably throw 100 away every 6 months.
Sandwich bag in our fridge that's just nothing but packets of condiment.
Yeah, there's a shortage. You probably don't need those in your fridge. Can you give them back?
Take them to the lake.
We're filling up bags. We're donating them to places that have a shortage. It's important. Heinz can't keep up. Isn't that John Kerry's wife? Doesn't she own ketchup?
Is she ketchup? I thought she was pudding.
John Kerry's wife?
Who's pudding?
Is what kind of like a Kraft pudding?
No, Kraft's its own. Jell-O does pudding.
Oh, Jell-O. I don't know who's Jell-O.
I thought somebody was putting Eris or something. I gotta look that up.
Are you looking it up now?
Yeah.
Do you think that we're pretty enough for YouTube, Travis?
Oh, without a doubt.
You think that they'll accept us with open arms, or do you think that like we have faces for internet radio?
That's pretty much why I've exclusively done audio on the internet and not video. I feel like I could, you know, if we were the type of people who did video, we would have been doing it for 10 years.
There, buddy.
I would say Travis is probably the most handsome of all of us.
Yeah.
Pretty fat.
He's got a big, luscious beard.
Yeah.
Oh, that's gone. I cut it off.
Oh, you got rid of it, Travis? That's a shame.
I was sick of it.
I got the double lazy eye and the ginger beard, so...
I have to tilt my head just right, or otherwise you see my entire scalp.
Oh, do you go back, like you stick your chin out?
No, it's kind of a down and a head cock.
Well, you can just start being like Hat Guy on Tuesday nights.
I sweat a lot because of some medication that I'm on.
Travy Hathead?
I do have hats that I really like, but they make me very sweaty.
Did you find out who owns ketchup yet?
I can't find a pudding, Harris. I don't know why. Oh, I thought
Shannon got in a big fight with DiGiorno. Did you see that, drunk?
No.
Apparently, she fucked up cooking a pizza, and it caught her oven on fire. And she took to Twitter to air her grievances.
So, what does that have to do with DiGiorno?
Well, she did it wrong. She fucked up, and it caught her oven on fire. And so she's like, DiGiorno, this is your fault. When really, I mean, it was user error, right? And she said something about how it made her hair stink because of the oven fire.
I still don't understand how DiGiorno fucked up her oven.
She put the pizza in the oven.
Okay.
And the pizza caught on fire.
Clean your fucking oven once in a while.
Probably, Travis. Or
I was about to say, I do mine twice a year.
You know what I get? I'm going to guess... Like she left the cardboard on the bottom. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah,
that'll do.
That's
it too.
That's a thing too.
But she's so now I think that the internet is she's going to be the new Jensen Karp Travis. Like, her ex-boyfriends are going to come out and they're going to start talking about what a bad lover she is and how she was emotionally manipulative to them.
Yep.
All because she opened her mouth about DiGiorno. DiGiorno's going to find out some shit about her.
Yeah. When in reality, the bottom of her oven was filled with the last 30 DiGiornos she made.
In the chat, they're even turning on her in the chat. They're saying she was drunk.
I was about to say, I put a big old piece of foil in the bottom of my oven, and I still run the self-cleaning feature twice a year.
She got pissed, and she wanted a oven-ready pizza. She fucking... Or we get... Tracy, we got a call.
We're joined by Shannon.
I see that the internet's turning on you, Shannon. There's people saying that you didn't do it right.
I followed the instructions explicitly, directly on the rack, out of the box, out of the wrapper.
I was about to say, did you take the plastic
400 degrees for 22 minutes.
Oh, that's so long.
No, it's not.
For pizza?
Nope.
22
it's
minutes is a long
crust,
time.
Though. It's not. Croissant crust. This is just like next level shit. So
I've been doing a couple frozen pizzas lately, and 22 is about average.
Was it not? It wasn't edible anymore after it caught on fire? I was going to ask you if it was good.
Everything slid off the top, and then the crust was just sitting there as a soggy like mess of.
So is your oven rack not straight?
Oh, maybe no, that's it. Level. You got a bent ass oven rack.
Right. So here's I've my never theory. Seen, I've cooked me a lot of frozen pizza.
You put a level on that shit.
Has it all fallen off?
I am not putting a level on my fucking oven rack before I cook something.
Oh my God. If I was DiGiorno's Twitter account, I would have so much fun with you. I would. I mean, like they just stopped replying to you altogether. Their customer service is bunk. It's kind of like Podbean. You know, Podbean is still sending me emails with the subject line "podcast takedown notice." That aren't podcast takedown notice. Like they just wanted me to like give them a rating on how their customer service is. It's like, by the way, about that podcast takedown notice. You know, I open my email first thing in the morning and see that and think, oh, we're dead.
Yeah.
And then it's like, hey, we talked about podcast takedown notice. Like, will you give us 5 stars? Like, no, fuck you. And I replied and said, no, don't send me this. And then they like reply, regardless, you know, you get one more strike. They detailed the rules again.
So, I was about to say, so if you gave them a 5 star, do they give you a new
star? No, I give them 0 stars.
Wait, did you just say the rules?
The rules.
Roll your off. The rules. Okay.
So I guess the big question for Shannon here is, do you not live near a Domino's?
I do, but they don't have croissant crust pizza. I wanted to experiment.
I do kind of want to try this croissant crust. It sounds lovely, but...
It was an abysmal failure.
I'll tell you, word of mouth is not
every
traveling
time I
well.
Look for it in the store, it's not there, so...
Anyway, guys... Before Mike poked the bear and he was saying that, oh, yeah, Shannon fucked up with the pizza and now DiGiorno is going to fuck her up. I made a few notes because I wanted to call you guys and say happy 500.
Thank you.
So I have some highlights.
Oh.
Through the past decade and things that I remember. So first off, the first ever podcast blind date. In history.
Amen.
The Drunken Sunset Thomas.
A classic. Whole thing.
That went on for months. That was fun. One of my least favorite ones that I participated was the Addams Fan Family.
Oh, when you were Wednesday fiction. Addams and I think Pugsley was listening to you through the vents.
Yeah.
He's a little pervert.
So gross. I hated that. I mean, every bit of that, every line that I read, I was like, this is so disgusting. It's incestual.
Yeah, I don't think that had much to do with the Addams Family. I think that like they just made like a pervert thing and then eventually just said, oh yeah, it's Addams Family. We'll just insert the names.
Here, yeah.
insert Pugsley's dick into Wednesday's.
Yeah, you see, the erotic stories that we used to do that like really respected the source material. Those were the good ones. Like when RoboCop fucked Batman and like he had like a memory card in his wiener.
Yeah,
that was good. Yeah. That was good because what they did is they really respected RoboCop. That you know he probably has a memory card in his wiener.
Yeah.
And then, that would just come standard issue, I would imagine.
Then, RoboCop's 5G jizz is wild.
Donatello getting fucking triple penetrated by his brothers. That was...
I think that's because, like, they... Didn't they, like, cure him of something?
Yeah.
He was ailing.
And then there was podcast beef.
A couple of those. That was really fun.
We don't have beef.
Bert just reminded me the other day. By the way, Bert almost poked his eye out. That was a fun time. But Bert reminded me the other day of the podcast beef when the guy figured out how to get my address and said he was going to like send me poop and started posting videos of himself with handguns and stuff. That was awesome. Maybe we shouldn't go on YouTube.
Who are you going to piss off now, Mike?
I don't know. It's been a while. I've matured. I think I'm not even a real person anyway.
Machine, it's kind of hard to murder a machine.
You're a fucking hologram. And Travi P Pants, the finger story, over dramatic dick pic reenactment with me and Dan from the Furnicast.
A dick pic reenactment.
That was on your show, right?
I don't even remember that.
Mike's the like, Russian guy, remember I made him draw a top hat and a monocle on his penis?
Oh, the guy who sent you the dick pic, that's right.
Yeah, that was on your show.
I think so. I think I remember being there.
And Dan played the Russian guy, or I think he was from Turkey.
He was a Turkish dick pic man.
Yeah, and then he would just draw silly stuff on his penis for me because I kept saying, that's not your dick. I don't believe you. Draw a top hat on it.
You know, in all this archiving we're doing, I've been hearing a lot of old stuff. And when Travis called, Travis didn't call, but something, Hammond the Fourth, the guy from the future called about Dippin' Dots. I heard that the other day. And Trevor, when all this vaccine stuff is going on, those have to be kept really cold. And I think that people have had to get new super icy freezers, Travis. And I think that like once the vaccine stuff is done, they're just going to have these freezers, right? And so that'll open the door for Dippin' Dots. To become the ice cream of the future. Because what else are they going to put in them? Except that's why Dippin' Dots can't be just at your local gas stations, is because they don't have these super, super cool freezers. But pretty soon, everybody's going to have them because they got to keep the vaccines cold.
Right.
And then that's when the Dippin' Dots strike. They say, well, you got those freezers. How about some cookies and cream? How about some... chocolate and vanilla. What you gonna do with the Dippin' Dots? Did Travis go away? Is Travis gone?
I
can't
know.
Talk. Maybe. There's so much
there was
echo
an
from
echo,
Shannon.
But I'll keep this short. Those were my notes. And cheers to 500 episodes, guys. I love you all. And here's to another decade of friendship. If you guys will hang around with me, love you all.
Thank you, Shannon.
Thank you, Shannon.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Travis can't talk because Shannon's there. That's what he said. Shannon was fucking up.
So
Travis.
Shannon said another decade of friendship. Are we sure Shannon's going to be around another decade? Or?
Well, not if she's fucking fucking up pizzas and setting her house on fire. Because DiGiorno's not going to do shit about it. DiGiorno pretty much just ghosted her. They replied a couple times. Shane, they were like, you know, the stock.
You're the best.
Oh, no, that's not supposed to happen thing. But then Shannon started coming up with like, yeah, my hair smells like burnt. And then eventually DiGiorno was like, yeah, no, I don't give a shit don't give a shit about this anymore. Are you still doubling and tripling up?
Yep.
I don't understand why, though.
I don't either.
I didn't, there's nothing.
Shannon's was weird. That's why I didn't talk. I like Shannon very much, and I would have chatted with her a bunch. But I couldn't even have my headphones really on my head because
she
right
felt,
now I'm
she felt disrespected by you. I could tell.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
I don't have any problem with that. But no, it was like she was talking like four times in a row, just like 2 seconds off. And also now my echo is back and it is driving me completely.
It's only when you talk?
Yeah, you guys sound great.
Huh. Well, Travis, we're going to figure this out together.
Yeah. Next week.
Together,
not
Travis.
Next week, you're gone. Let's skip next week. We got a very special episode to release next week.
We do already have an episode recorded.
Just one in the can, huh?
We got
it's a
one
long
in the can,
one.
Yeah. It's really long.
Nice. What's
up? Do you have a pick of the week, Travis? We'll just do that.
Okay, sounds good. My pick of the week,
before you do your pick of the week, are you mad at me?
No, not at all.
Because I'm sorry, Travis. I'm sorry for...
I'm just having a hard time doing this because...
Travis, don't be mad at me.
Yourself. It's bad.
You're my rock, Travis. I can't have you mad at me. It'll just haunt me for...
Oh, you're good, bro. We're okay. Tight.
Are we tight like the Bears?
You got it.
Travis, pick of the week?
Travis, pick of the week this week is HBO's limited series, Q Into the Storm. It is a documentary series probing into the origination of QAnon, trying to find out who is actually Q. I'm not quite done with it. I think I have one or two episodes left, but it is fascinating. And it is a portrait of just very strange individuals on the internet.
Is it someone in the know, Travis, or is it just some guy?
Well, it's kind of digging into the owners of like 8chan and where that kind of spawned off from. And then there's a bunch of conjecture that it could be somebody in the know, but it kind of flip-flops back and forth. I would assume, well, I hope we get an answer by the end of the series, but I would assume that if we did get an answer by the end of the series, we would already know who Q was, so I'm not holding my breath.
Do you think that this is the age of documentaries that don't have answers? Because yeah. It seems like every time we watch a documentary now, like at the end they say, well, we still don't know nothing. Okay, bye.
There's been a bunch lately, hasn't there? Oh, yeah. It's not been great.
Yeah, no. Tell me what happens, or you keep making the documentary until you know.
Just keep. There's a new episode every single week until you have an answer.
Yeah, yeah. Like that. That Making a Murder, Trevor. Didn't they do that for like 10 years?
Yeah, they went on for a long time.
Yeah, do that. Keep going. And if you don't have a conclusion, then it's not over yet. You don't put it out. And if you're about to die, just give your tapes to somebody else so that they can figure it out.
Yeah, go to your local film school and find a new up-and-coming documentarian and hand him the reins.
Yeah, be like, I trust you with this. Doesn't have an answer yet. But, you know, I got a lot of footage. Okay, yeah, call somebody to finish this. Bye. It'd be like a technical college, Travis. You go there and you find someone to carry on your mantle.
It's like Batman did with Dick Grayson for a while.
Yeah, yeah. He got old and he was like, I can't be Batman anymore. But like, you know, there's still crime.
Right.
Go out and do Batman shit for me because we still need Batman.
Yeah, you could be the Batman Beyond.
Mike, pick of the week.
Drunk, pick of the week. Did I do the new Death From Above 1979 yet?
Nope.
Okay, there's a new album by the band Death From Above 1979. That is my pick of the week. It's good. It's one of those bands where it's just two dudes, like a guitar man and a drum man.
Okay.
And it's good. I like bands with two dudes. I like two dude bands. You know, like the Black Keys, and What's the one with the two guys?
Mumford and Son.
Royal Blood. I like Royal Blood. I like Local H, even though that guy's a dickhead. Yeah, I like bands with two dudes.
Yeah.
Oh, the other one.
Sublime.
No, Sublime's more than two dudes, isn't it?
Well,
Sublime was like three,
and then one guy died, so now they're down to two.
Middle Class Rut. Middle Class Rut is two dudes. I like them a lot.
Mike does.
I've heard they're dickheads too. Good joke, chat, ye fucker. Drunk pick of the week.
Drunk's pick of the week. Saturday, it's happening. I am getting vaccinated.
Oh, yeah?
With a Pfizer shot.
The first one?
Yes.
You excited about it? Not really.
I'd have rather had a Johnson & Johnson, but...
they give you the blood clots.
Yeah, they're...
Blood clots, baby!
They're getting rid of that one.
Although, 7 out of 7 million is not bad.
No, yeah, totally.
You know you'd be that one, though, Travis.
Oh, I would. That's why I'm not getting vaccinated. I would, for sure.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so I get my first one on Saturday, and then... Sunday, I leave for vacation in New Orleans, so it'll be exciting.
And you don't have to wear masks anymore because you're vaccinated.
Yeah, I'll have a card and everything, but I look, bitch.
Travis, I think that instead of getting vaccinated, when Drunk gets back from his vacation, I'll just let him spit in my mouth.
There you go.
Guys, I mean, we did it.
500.
It was a good time. Yeah, 500 of these. Let's do 500 or at least five more.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's baby steps.
Yeah, I'm not going to say 500 more because, Travis, 500 took a really long time. We'll pace ourselves. Let's commit to another five and see how it goes.
All right. I can do that.
Thanks. Good turnout in chat tonight. Sorry we couldn't figure out whatever the hell we were trying to do. We're old. We do things badly. So, yeah.
So this count is unofficial, but I have 53 Travis.
Mortal Kombat!
It's chicken. It's fried chicken. It's fried chicken.
Damn! Damn! Damn!
Fuck me, Zach Morris.
Dildos?
Yo, I don't know that motherfucker.
I don't know that motherfucker either. I gotta tell you what, Travis, I'm a little bit jealous of you, man.
What's that?
We got 53 Travises and like 9 drunks.
What do you mean?
Mike, his tally tonight was 53.
Oh,
you were over there counting,
and that's, I wasn't even.
That was my last comment.
Half of the show.
53 Travises tonight.
I thought you were talking about his echoes.
No, 53 times Mike said Travis.
You son of a bitch! You were over there tallying Travises.
Yeah. I wish I had a bell.
In one hour, and I said Travis. 53.
I think I missed some.
We got to end the show.
I think I missed some.
I can't be doing that. That's ridiculous.
Now, in your defense, some of them was, we had a conversation about Travis being a computer or whatever, so you weren't necessarily, there was a lot of Travises in that. Just
like I said, you got to remember, spot. Too, I wasn't on for the last like 20 minutes of the show before we wrapped up, too.
Yeah, right. and then I was like trying to get your attention because we couldn't hear you.
It was funny, too, because at the break, we were at, like, 24. I was like, ooh, we're on pace for, like, 50. And it ended up being 53.
Awesome.
too good.
Drunk, I feel what's the word?
Violated?
Violated a little bit, yeah.
Why are you violated? You know it's your tick. I was just counting how many times you made that tick today.
You son of a bitch.
You're Travis Tourette's.
Travis Tourette's.
That's good alliteration.
Thank you for listening to this installment of WFOD. To enjoy our back catalog, visit WFODshow.com and be sure to share the show with a friend. Thank you to our Patreon sponsors for their continued support, Amanda Napier, Liquid Lozenge, Valerie Carpenter, and Brian Kranz. If you would like to donate to keep this pirate ship afloat, visit patreon.com/WFODix. Follow us on social media, email any one of us with our name at WFODshow.com, or leave us a voicemail at 636-487-HAND. A thank you also goes out to Carl Casey at White Bat Audio for the music we used this week. Until next time, signing off. Goodbye.
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
For you, sweetie Shannon.
Why did you send me a penis with a heart? Thank you.
Like?
I love hearts. They're just so darn cute. I even dot my eyes with hearts.
No like my big dick?
Oh my god, this is so...
I'm sorry, do that line again.
No like my... What, you mean Shannon's or mine?
No, yours.
No like my big dick?
I can't.
You think he should have sounded more like he had hurt feelings?
No like my big dick.
You want to try it again?
No like my big dick.